Wheat Watch 2013, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We're talking about the 2013 wheat harvest right now with the executive director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte. Mike, I know that you've had a chance to make some calls today on this Tuesday afternoon. We're talking with you mid-afternoon Tuesday, of course. And as we talk about harvest 2013, obviously stopped because of the rains of Sunday night and Monday coming across all of the region. 30% of the crop harvested, according to USDA's latest crop weather update. What are you hearing out in the country?
Yeah, Ron, based on those numbers, I think that's probably right where we are with the state being harvested. Down in the far southwest parts of the state, down by Altus, Frederick, Lone Wolf, up into Godey Bow areas, I'd say that region's probably about 90 to 95% cut out, just depending on where those locations are. As you move more into the south, central part of the state, I think we're seeing a lot of areas that are maybe 40 to 50% cut out. And then as you get here into central Oklahoma and Canadian and Kingfisher County on up to Enid, I think in all those areas, producers were getting a good start, but most of those regions are about to 25% cut out.
Mike, when it comes to some of the early reports you're hearing on both quantity as well as quality, what's the word from out in the country?
So far, we've been hearing really good test weights. We've been hearing a lot of 59 to 62-pound test weights. That now, with the rain that we have received this past week, I think we will see those numbers fall slightly. That's not to say that there isn't some wheat out there down in the far southwest region or up in the far northwest regions and panhandle where it had been extremely stressed, where those test weights are not lower. I have heard of some 54 and 55 pounds. But overall, I think that producers are thinking that maybe it's coming in a little bit better than what was expected. I have heard a lot of 8 to 15 bushel wheat being reported in southwest Oklahoma, but I've also heard a lot of 20 to 25 bushel wheat being reported in southwest Oklahoma. I think as you move up into the central regions, I've heard a lot of 25 to 35 bushel wheat. Heard some instances of some fields south of Enid maybe making 60 bushels per acre. And up in the northwest and north central parts of the state, hearing a lot of 45 to 55 bushel wheat.
Mike, obviously the rains border to border stopped us, but before that we had a lot of wheat starting to be harvested. It looks like a lot of fields were ready to go. In your mind, are we pretty well dead ripe across most of the state? Once we dry out, do we go full speed ahead?
Yes, we are ready to go in most instances. The grain itself is ready to go. Some of the straw has been a little bit greener, and it's been tougher. Moisture levels have not dropped like we normally see this time of year just because the climate has been cooler and we have had a lot of moisture. Producers in many areas have been fighting the mud. The ground has just not been holding them up because of the moisture the past couple weeks that we have received in central and northern Oklahoma. I think part of that also has to do that we haven't had cattle running on wheat pasture this past year, so that certainly has not helped us with regards to compact soils in these regions. I know a lot of producers were fighting mud even before the rains this past week, and so I think that's going to be something we're going to have to contend with. I do know that producers are really on edge because we do have now rain forecast again here in the state tonight and tomorrow. And, you know, with that taking place, I think, you know, it's really going to slow us down, and it does have the potential to no doubt hurt the test weights. Here in central part of the state, I've seen a lot of wheat now starting to lay down, and I think that producers do have concerns about that.
Mike, as you talk to these elevator operators across the state, and you obviously check on the number of bushels, amount of acres actually harvested and whatnot, what's the overall mood, though? What's the sense that you're getting from these folks as they have assessed the crop thus far and anticipate what's coming in the next few days?
You know, just that they've been pleased with test weights before the rain. They think it's going to maybe impact us a little bit now that we have received all this moisture on the test weights. Protein levels in most regions all being reported to be very well. In southwest Oklahoma, we're hearing a lot of protein averages ranging from 12 to 19%. I'd say on average in that part of the state, we're looking at about 14%. Have had some protein drops here in the central part of the state, but as we got up into Enid on what has been tested so far, we're looking at a 12% average. So we're thinking that that's going to do us well throughout the state.
Mike, you and I are talking on a Tuesday afternoon. What are you hearing as far as starting back up? I know that a lot of folks got some pretty heavy rains, maybe starting this afternoon, maybe not till Wednesday. What are you hearing?
Well, I do know as of yesterday afternoon there was some harvesting going on in the Lone Wolf Hobart areas. That was about the only region of the state that we had seen anything being taken in. I thought that producers were probably cutting in this morning when I had made my calls down there. I think there are going to be some producers maybe try here in north central part of the state. I heard up by Cherokee there were going to be some producers trying. Here in central Oklahoma, I think it's going to be real difficult for producers to get out there. I think they'll try it, but I think it's going to be tomorrow before they really get back in the field, and that is if the weather cooperates with them and they don't receive rain tomorrow.
So a few folks actually getting back in on Monday afternoon, others trying it on Tuesday, but a lot of folks going to be making a real serious run by Wednesday if they stay dry. Thank you, Mike. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Our Wheat Watch 2013 series of reports all season long have been a service by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. They work hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. We invite you to go to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, and check out our reports on this year's wheat crop. Have a good day, everybody. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.